Welcome back to Breakthrough, Waking Up to the Real You. I am your host, Alejandra Vivanco. Thank you so much for joining me today on Sunday's Word. Remember to subscribe and share the podcast if you haven't already, and also make sure to follow me on Instagram at alevivanco29 for more. The book of Mark 11:22, it says, "Have faith in God," Jesus answered. "Truly I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, 'Go throw yourself into the sea,' and does not doubt in their heart, but believes that what they say will happen, it will be done for them. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins." There are two things that he's talking about here, and that is faith and forgiveness, which are two very complex, hard topics that are actually pretty simple, yet we make them complicated when we insert ourselves into the conversation of forgiveness. Forgiving doesn't mean that you accept the other person, what they did, or you justify, or you condone, or you like. Accept as in liking, not accepting as in, yeah, this is what happened. These are the facts. You hurt me. I accept that you hurt me. Sometimes we don't even do that. Sometimes we want to go around it and say, no, you shouldn't have done it, and we get stuck in the past. The only authority that has the power to forgive is God. If God forgives your brother, you should too. Because whatever you hold in your heart, that resentment, that anger that you're holding on really tight in your heart, that will poison you and you won't be forgiven by God. Because God knows, don't try to fool him, God knows your heart. So forgiving is letting go of what's not of God. Because if you hold hate in your heart, that's not God. God is not in the picture. God is not in the conversation. And God should be in every single conversation you have. Forgive. Why? Because God said so. End of the story. And everybody has arguments. I've had them myself. Well, they did this and they did that. And we all become lawyers. Good. Now, God is telling you, as the judge, let go. Make space for me. Because I am the only one who can forgive you of your sins. And if you do not forgive your brother, I won't forgive you. Because however you measure your brother, I will measure you too. So what is making you hold on to hate? Why would you want to poison yourself? Because of revenge. Because you want to get even. Because you are sleeping with the devil. Because that's what the devil and his demons want. They want hate. Remember, God is good. That's light, love. Everything that's not God, you're going to find it in hell. So where do you want to go? What team are you playing for? Forgive, because you are poisoning and killing yourself slowly. Let go. And look at yourself and say, how did I get to this point? And what can I learn from this and move on? You're going to have to let go of a lot of people. But it doesn't matter, because you're going to be with God. If you really truly believe that God is with you, why do you need so much noise, so many people around you? Faith. That's where faith comes in. Faith that you know God is with you. You don't see him. Sometimes you don't feel him, but you know in your heart he is with you, because you have taken the steps to clean your heart from all that hate and resentment. and you have filled it with the Holy Spirit. So you are not alone. You may look like you are alone, but you will never be lonely. So have faith. And if you have a really hard time forgiving people because somehow you have made the connection, if I forgive them, that means that I am condoning what they did to me, you have to go and have a conversation with God. You have to go to confession and repent, because you have to make space for good in your life. If not, you're making space for the devil. It's as clear cut as possible. When God says forgive, you forgive. You don't question why. You just do it. And if you struggle, you pray. But you must meet God's requirements today. There is no tomorrow. Oh, no, no. There's no tomorrow. Don't get cute thinking that there is a tomorrow for you. Because trust and believe that somebody today didn't wake up and yesterday they thought there was a tomorrow. So today you confess. Today you repent. Today you pray. Today you read your Bible. And today you fill your heart with the Holy Spirit and let go of anything that is not of God. Meaning hate, resentment, gossiping, bad-mouthing other people, vibrating at a low energy level. Because you are worth it. That's why. Because God knows you are worth it. So if you are worth it, why can't you believe that? Because you believe that the requirements to be worth it go against what the flesh wants, which means revenge, which means holding on to anger, which means sadness, martyrdom, victimhood. We don't want that. We want you to wake up to God. And God is giving you a chance. He's giving you a shot. Right now, repent. Because he has been watching you all this time. And you have been doing whatever you wanted to do. Enough. We're not children anymore. Emotionally, mentally, we're not. We have to own up and understand that we all make mistakes. But God's promise is that he is going to forgive you. You just have to repent. And you need to stop looking to your right. And you need to stop looking to your left. And you need to stop judging other people. And telling God, God, my eyes are on you. And if I have hate in my heart, please forgive me. And I'll pray every single day until this hate leaves my body. Because I am a child of God. I am full of light. And I want to make space for the Holy Spirit to take over. So I can be in the kingdom of heaven with you. That's it. But we won't do that because we don't have faith on God's promises. And he says, love one another as I have loved you. It doesn't mean you are in relationship with one another. It means that you just forgive. Why didn't Jesus grab Judas and said, you are going to betray me. I'm going to treat you like trash. Why? We all should follow that example. Let God take over. And if you don't know who's a snake, every single day you pray and tell God, hey, God, I commend myself to you and I want you to show me. Who am I in relationship with that you disapprove? Because I no longer want to be the leader in my life. I want you to lead me and I'll follow you and I'll trust you because you have 360 vision view of what's happening in my life. And you know my blind spots and you know evil lurking around the corner. And I want to follow you because I have faith. In return, I won't hate the people you put in my life, have put in my life, have left in my life that are low key trying to damage me. I will just let them go because I know you are going to handle everything. I don't have to do any justice on earth. You are the just one. You are righteous. I am not. And I'll just follow you. Please forgive me, for I have sinned. That's all we have to do. So are you committed to doing that today? I'll leave that for you. Again, this is Breakthrough, waking up to the real you, and I'll see you next time. Bye.